Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bishuku Vacha Iti Tesham Maharaja Suranam Upatishtatam Pratichyam Dishyabhudavi Shankha Chakra Gadadharaha Shri Shuku Vacha Iti Tesham Maharaja Suranam Upatishtitam Pratichyam Dishyabhudavi Shankha Chakra Gadadharaha. Shri Shuku Vacha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, when all the demigods offered him their prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, carrying his weapons, the conch shell, disc, and club, appeared first within their hearts and then before them." And there's no purport here. Atma tulyai shodashabhir vina shrivatsa koshtubhau paryupasitam unnidra sharad amburu hekshanam trishtva tam avano sarva ikshanalada viklavaha dandavat patita rajan chanayar uttaya tushtubhu. Atmatulyaihi. Surrounding and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, were 16 personal attendants, decorated with ornaments and appearing exactly like him, but without the mark of Srivats and the Koshtubha jewel. O King, when all the demigods saw the Supreme Lord in that posture, smiling with eyes like the petals of lotuses grown in autumn, they were overwhelmed with happiness and immediately fell down like rods, offering dandavats. Then they slowly rose and pleased the Lord by offering him prayers. Purport. In Vaikuntha Loka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has four hands and decorations like the Srivats mark on his chest and the gem known as Kostubha. These are special indications of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's personal attendants and other devotees in Vaikuntha have the same features except for the Srivats mark and the Kostubha gem. Tesham Maharaja Suranam Upatishtatam Pratichyam Dishyabhud Avi Shankha Chakra Gadadharaha Atmatulyai Shodashabhir Vina Srivatsakoshtubhau Paryupasitam Unnidra Sharad Amburuhekshanam Drishtvatam Avano Sarva Ikshana Lada Viklavaha Dandavat Patita Rajan Chanayar Uttaya Tushtabahu Ikshanam Drishtva Abano Sarve Ikshana Alhada Dandavat Viklava. When they saw the Lord, they'd been in anxiety and distress because of the Vritrasura, but now when they saw the Lord, they were overwhelmed with happiness. And they, yes, Alhada Viklava. They were overwhelmed with happiness seeing the Lord. Naturally, the Lord is the reservoir of all happiness, and he is the protector of his devotees, Paratranaya Sadhunam. So naturally, the devotees became overjoyed. Krishna has come. We were praying. We were hoping he would come. We didn't know if he would come or not. But actually, he's come. And he's giving us his darshan, his beautiful form, and he's come with his devotees also, whole entourage. So, Viklava Alhada. They were overwhelmed with happiness. This is the result of devotional service. It brings the highest happiness. In the Hari Bhakti Shuddhodaya also it said, Tvat Sakshad Karana Lahara. What is that? Tvat Sakshad Karana Lahara Vishuddhabdi Stitasyame Sukhani Gosh Padayante Brahmanyapi Jagatguru. Oh Lord, now that we're seeing you, Sakshad, directly. The Lord is, Prabhupada used to say, as we're seeing one another face to face, you can see Krishna face to face. Jagadguru, the spiritual master of the whole world. Tvat Sakshad Karana Lada. Coming in touch with the Lord, one comes into the ocean of happiness. Vishuddha Abdhi. Karana Lada Vishuddha Abdhi. The ocean of pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is happy. We're in distress because of contaminated consciousness. Because of contaminated consciousness. Bhayam dutiya vinibeshata syad. We're in fear because of seeing something other than Krishna, seeing the illusory energy of the Lord and not seeing the Lord. But when one sees the Lord directly, then all fear, all anxiety, all depression, all unwanted things within our consciousness are at once driven away, and we come to our constitutional position. Nashta moha smritir labdha tvat prasada mayachuta. By the mercy of the Lord, we're once again stitosmi gata sandeha. We're situated in our natural constitutional position. And Kodishyeva Chanamtava, ready to do whatever Krishna wants. So this is pure consciousness, Vishuddha. The consciousness of the impersonalists is called Avishuddha. Avishuddha Buddhaya. Nye nye Aravindaksha. Aravindaksha means the same as stated here, that Amburu Ekshanam, Lotus Eyed Lord, Aravindaksha, Yenye Aravindaksha, Vimuktamanina. There are some people who are thinking themselves liberated. Vimukta, they're thinking themselves perfectly liberated. Thinking themselves liberated means they're not liberated. Thinking themselves liberated. Just like we say, he thinks he's a big shot. It means he's not really a big shot. He's a small fry. But he's thinking he's a big shot. So he thinks he's somebody. He thinks he's smart. He thinks he's... So, vimukta manina. They think they're liberated. Tvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. But they're not perfectly liberated. Maybe they're somewhat liberated. They're free from the bodily conception of life. That's all right. You can technically say they're liberated. But they haven't perfectly come to their liberated position. They've been caught by the last snare of Maya. avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha means not perfectly pure, not quite pure. Almost pure, but they didn't. They got caught just at the last point. Avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is not pure. What is that? Aruya krichtrena param padam tata anadrita. Patantyadho nadrita yusmarangraya. Even though they may rise to the liberated state, again they fall down. Anadrita yusmarangraya. Because they neglect the lotus feet of the Lord. They neglect the personality of Godhead. Feet means person. So therefore, even though they go through so much trouble, aruya krichtrena, krichtra means trouble. Having undergone so much trouble and having almost made it, they get trapped at the last point by Maya. No, no, you're not going yet. Why? Because they didn't take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord says, Daivihi esha gunamayi, mama maya duratya. Maya is very difficult to get past. You may try it by mental speculation, by reading a lot of books, by meditating on yourself as being one with the Supreme. But it's very, very difficult. And still at the last moment, Maya is there to catch you. But mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantute. Why don't you surrender to me? Then you'll get the real benefit. Then you'll surpass Maya. Mam evaye prapadyante. But they don't do it. Therefore, they're called avishuddha buddhaya, or more strongly, mudha. Namam duskritana mudha prapadyante naradhama. Maya pritagana. Their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. And the sura bhavam ashrita. The liberation that they get is finally the same liberation attained by the demons killed by the Lord. They attain the impersonal brahmajyoti only. Oh, avishuddha. But here, vishuddhabdi stitasyame. The devotees who directly come in touch with the Lord, like the demigods here who see the Lord face to face, become situated in an ocean of happiness, an ocean of pure happiness, in pure consciousness of devotional service to the Lord. They're not imagining that there's no difference between themselves and the Lord. The Lord is the Lord. We're the servants of the Lord. And there's greater happiness to be found in that master-servant relationship than in the artificial attempt to become one with the Lord in all respects. That's explained. Sukhani goshpadayante brahmanyapi jagadguru. That the happiness of devotional service, the happiness of coming directly in touch with you in your personal feature, is like an ocean of happiness, an ocean of alhara, of joy. And in comparison, the happiness derived from Brahma, aham brahmasmi, from impersonal Brahman realization, goshpadayante, it's like the water found in the hoof print of a calf. The little calves are walking and they make their little prints in the mud, and if the rain comes, then the little hoof print fills up with water. Maybe about this much water. So there's water, definitely, but it's not an ocean. It's not an ocean. So the comparison is given that the Brahman happiness is the little hoofprint happiness. And the devotional service happiness is the ocean of transcendental happiness. So, ikshana alada viklava. When the devotees saw the Lord face to face, they were swimming in the ocean of happiness. They were overwhelmed. And dandavat patita rajan, they at once fell like sticks before the Lord. They didn't get up and try to merge with the Lord or somehow or other become him. Or imagine that, oh, there you are and here I am and I'm you and you're me. And none of that. They fell before the Lord like sticks because he's Jagat Guru. He's the master of everyone. So, dandavat patita. That if you're going to fall, that's the way to fall. Everyone has to fall. The Mayavadis fall down to the material world again. And the devotees just fall before the Lord, and the Lord picks them up and engages them in devotional service. The Mayavadis who fall, the Lord just watches. Well, there he goes. But to the devotees, the Lord is very kind. He picks them up. What is that in the Bhagavad Gita? Tesham aham samudharta mrityu samsara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasam. Because their consciousness is always engaged in thinking of me, then I personally come and although they're fallen, I pick them up. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, patitam mam vishame bhavambhudo. I'm not in the ocean of happiness. I've fallen in another ocean, the ocean of birth and death. Kripaya tavapada pankaja stutaduli shadrisam vichintaya. Please pick me up and engage me at your lotus feet in devotional service. It doesn't have to be a very important position. Just make me your insignificant servant. That's all. Kripaya, just if you think of me as your servant, kripaya tavapada pankaja stitatuli sadrisham, as being little dust, vichintaya, if you think of me as some insignificant servant of yours, I'll be very happy. I don't have to be Brahma, I don't have to be the chief gatekeeper in Vaikuntha, I don't have to be anything. Just if I can do a little service, I'll be happy. So the devotees, the demigods, Vishnu Bhakta Smita Deva, the demigods are devotees. They offered their dandavats, just not formally, but just at once, just fell like sticks before the Lord. And then Shanai, very slowly, Uttaya, they stood up and again offered prayers to the Lord. Any questions?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, it is, we see these demigods offer prayers and the Lord appears. And it is explained in the Gita, Paramam Pavitram, he is supremely pure. And by seeing, automatically everyone is purified. But we find that they see the Lord on and off. But then after some time they are back to square one. They're again fearful, again run to him. So, how do we understand? Because we see that if you see the Lord, come in contact with him, automatically you become purified.
Of course, square one for the demigods is a very exalted position. They're not ordinary fools like us. They're great servants of the Lord. So they're naturally engaged in the service of the Lord. They're naturally thinking of the Lord. But their obstacle is bhogaisharya prasaktana. That they've been offered great benedictions for sense enjoyment. And that sense enjoyment works against them. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadho navidhiyate. When there's very strong sense gratification that we're attached to, fixing our mind on Krishna becomes more difficult. So they think of Krishna, they are engaged in the service of Krishna, but because of this very strong attachment, they sometimes forget. They sometimes forget. Aisharya, I have my high position, I have my post, I'm king of the clouds, I'm king of this, I'm king of that. So Aisharya and Bhoga, I have my gardens, I have my somaras, I have my beautiful heavenly damsels, I have... They really have it. They have such a standard of sense enjoyment. And it's not demonic. It's godly sense enjoyment. But because it's sense enjoyment, it's distracting. Because it's opulence, aisharya, it's distracting. It pulls them into the mood of being controllers and enjoyers. So therefore, even though they come in touch with the Lord, this pull is there from the illusory energy of the Lord. So it's very strong, and there's this tension. Therefore, muyanti yat surayaha. Even the demigods become bewildered by the powerful illusory energy of the Lord. So therefore this tension is there back and forth, because they're not 100% pure devotees, but they're very exalted, and therefore from time to time they get to see the Lord, and even if they forget the Lord, again they remember. Yes, when they're in difficulty, therefore, just like a person in difficulty, he may be sort of sleeping at, a person who's doing his work, he's kind of sleeping through it, his mind is here and there, but if there's an emergency, all of a sudden he's, focused. Whoa, we got to do this, we got to do that. He can't go be fuzzy anymore, he has to focus. So it's the Lord's mercy, actually, that he periodically puts the demigods into difficulty, and then they focus. So we have to depend on Krishna. We're not independent here. We're stuck. We don't have enough power on our own. We need help. So it's his kindness to the demigods to put them sometimes into difficulty, to put them sometimes into, as you said, the Lord is completely pure and he's the supreme purifier. So this is one way that he purifies the demigods. I know that you've come for sense enjoyment and opulence, but don't think that just because you're in heaven, there aren't going to be problems. We've got problems for you here, too. So he puts the demigods in some distress, in some emergency, and then they have to focus on the Lord. And that's good for them. Instructive for them. The Lord is acting for their benefit, bringing them back to Godhead, gradually, gradually. Is that all right? Yeah, Krishna Nam Prabhu.
Maharaj, we see in this particular purport how the devotees who are accompanying the Lord all have the same form as the Lord. So to that extent, there is no variegatedness in the Vaikuntha planets.
No, it's just like here in the temple. Those who don't know us, they just see, you know, oh yeah, there's some... shaved head, saffron. There's so much variety. Some other question?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we hear there are two types of transcendentalists. So Brahmavadis and Mayavadis.
Yeah, I sometimes hear that. Although I haven't really seen that in the books, to tell you the truth.
My question is based on this.
Huh?
My question is based on this. If it is... we hear Mayavadish Vishnu Aparadi, so their destination is hellish planets. So is this the Mayavadis can really reach to Brahman effulgence, or the Brahmavadis who reach to the Brahman effulgence? Arif?
Well, let's get our categories. Let's examine our categories. The Mayavadis are those who think that the Lord's form is not real. They're called Mayavadis. They say that it's Maya. There are two kinds of Mayavadis, the Brahmavadis and Shunyavadis. Shunyavadis and Nirvisheshvadis. The Shunyavadis are like the Buddhists. Everything is void. Nothing is real. There is no ultimate reality. There's only emptiness, Shunya. So Shunyavadis. And Nirvisheshvadis, no, there's Brahma, Brahma Satya. There's the absolute. Sarvakalavidam Brahma, everything is Brahma. So they're called Brahmavadis or Nirvisheshvadis. There are subspecies of Mayavadis. Also, they're referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada calls them the Sarnath Mayavadis and the Kashi Mayavadis. Sarnath is Buddhist headquarters, and Kashi is Aham Brahmasmi headquarters, or Namo Narayan headquarters, where as soon as you're a sannyasi, you're Narayan. So Nirvisheshvadis, followers of Shankaracharya. So the actually, they're all offenders. Mayavadi hoy Krishna Paradis, the Buddhists, the impersonalists of the Nirvishesh school, they're all offenders to the Lord. Not that they necessarily go to the hellish planets, but they attain the impersonal Brahma, which is itself hellish. Kaivalyam narakayate. For a devotee, the merging with the Lord is hellish because you lose your opportunity for devotional service. The Shunyavadis are said to merge with the Viraja. They don't have even the privilege of merging with the Brahmajyoti. It's said they merge with the Brahma, with the Viraja river, or with the total material energy. But they don't attain Brahma. But although they're offenders, just like the demons, they're offenders to the Lord also. But if the Lord is kind to them, he absorbs them into his effulgence. He kills them, and they attain the Lord's effulgence. So the effulgence of the Lord is available for the offenders. The Lord is so kind that even offenders are allowed to attain his effulgence under certain conditions. Is that all right? Some other question?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, my knowledge is very poor, but whatever I understand, Indra, he has been committing so many offenses, aparad, right? Like he had been, you know better, stealing the Ashwamedh, the horse of Bhrigu, and all that. And then Ahilya also, he had bad eyes. He has been doing so many unforgiven aparad. And we see that Lord is very kind to him, and all the time he forgives him.
Yes.
Why it is so?
The Indra commits so many aparads. He steals the horse from the Ashwamedha. He opposes Krishna when Krishna just wants a little parijata tree for his wife. He sends torrents of rain on Krishna's favorite hometown, Vrindavan, and tries to kill all the devotees and the cows. Indra really commits super aparads. But as you say, the Lord is very kind to him. Why? Because Indra is a devotee. The demons commit many aparads, but they get a different result. Tamaham vishata kruran sangsareshu naradhamam kshipam yajashram ashupan ashrish veva yonishu asrim yonim apanya mudha janmani janmani mam aprapyaiva konteya tato yanti adamam gatim. Those who are cruel, vishata, envious of the Lord, cruel, the lowest among men, Naradhamas, Krishna says, I throw them down into sangsar. Tanaham drishata kruran sangsareshu narad. Kshipami adrisham ashupan. I throw them into the demonic species of life. Asurim yonim apinna mudha janmani janmani. Again and again I throw them down into the lower species. Mam aprapyaya vakontya, they can't attain Krishna. Tato yanti aramam gatim, they go to the lowest. They're the ones who really go down to the hellish planets. And Indra, he's committing aparads also, but the Lord is favoring him. Why? Because Indra is a devotee. Their devotees are committing aparads. We're told to avoid 10 kinds of aparads. Practice avoiding, why? Because we commit them every day. Seva aparads, Vaishnava aparads, Nam aparads, Dham aparads. What other kinds? Any daily aparads, monthly aparads, annual aparads? We commit so many offenses, and that's not good. But still, the Lord is so kind that he considers that this person is trying to serve me. Even if he's committing some offenses, he's trying to serve me. So the Lord is a great person. The quality of the great person is that he sees the good side. He magnifies the good side, and he minimizes the unwanted side. That's the quality of a great soul. Just like Srila Prabhupada, we committed so many aparads, we such fools. But Srila Prabhupada saw there's some willingness to serve, there's something, they'll chant, they'll do something. Maybe they're dancing like monkeys, but they're dancing anyway. So he took the good. Chanakya Pandit also says that if there's some pitcher of poison and there's a little nectar, then take the nectar and leave the poison. So the great soul, Krishna is the greatest of the great souls. So when someone is a devotee, then he's very kindly disposed. Samoham sarvabhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyaha. I'm equal to everyone. No one is my favorite. No one is disfavored by me. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya. Mayi te te shuchapyam. But if someone's my devotee, then he's in me and I'm in him. There's a very intimate relationship. So then, just like insiders and outsiders, if you're some outside person offends you, you'll feel very offended. But if you're some, suppose your child offends you, then maybe you'll be very stern, maybe even beat the child, but your affection will still be there. He'll do so many things and you'll forgive him hundreds of times. Because of love. The loving relationship is there. And some outside person, if he does something, then you'll call the police. Just like Krishna, he committed so many aparads, stealing butter and doing so much mischief all over Vrindavan. And however much mischief he caused, Yashoda Mayi was always, no, actually he's really a good boy. And even the neighboring ladies, he would commit some aparads and they would go and complain actually. But then Yashoda Mayi said, well, then I'll do something. No, that's all right. We like him. Where did that microphone go when we need it?
No, Krishna is great. He even forgives us. We are such great sinners. Krishna's greatness is known. But Indra, I feel, on the strength of his devotional service, went on repeating his aparadha. That was not desirable.
Well, Indra does go on committing aparadhas. We don't read that it's necessarily on the strength of devotional service. We don't see that Indra thinks, well, I'm a devotee, so I can do this. I haven't seen that mentioned. That's very serious. If we think, now I'm a devotee, I can do any kind of mischief. Namnat balad yasihi papa buddhi. That's very bad. That's the worst. Otherwise, Indra, he gets puffed up sometimes. He gets materialistic. Starts to think of Krishna as being like him, because he's a henpecked husband. He thinks that Krishna must be a henpecked husband. But we don't read that he's thinking, well, I'm a devotee, so I can do all this rubbish and Krishna will forgive me. That we don't see mentioned. So, and at the end, finally, Indra, when he's sufficiently chastised, he always surrenders. And the demons, they'll never surrender. You beat them 1,000 times, and they'll go on, no, I'm still Hiranyakashipu. You know, it doesn't matter that Nrisimhadeva is there. He's killing all of the demonic associates, Hiranyakashipu's demonic associates. So many, you know, it's a lost cause. And still, Hiranyakashipu is there with his sword and shield, and he's challenging Nrisimhadeva. You know, if he were intelligent, he would think, okay, now, you know, it's over. I could persecute my son up to a certain point, but now I can see I'm outmatched. No. Till the last point, he'll fight against Nrisimhadeva even. And he'll never surrender. But Indra always surrenders to the Lord. Anything else? All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.